past couple of days, we've been talking about this sugya here on Ben Lamed. The Mara says that if the Machzik claims Miplanya Zavinta, the Zavna Minach, so he loses out. He loses out. If he were to say Minach Zavinta, if he said Minach Zavinta, he win. Right? Ma'aron has no raya that he ever owned the karka. So the Machzik could say, Bemigu, that he could say that you never owned the karka at all. If he says Minach Zavinta, he would win. But since he's tola b'das acherin, he says Miplanya Zavinta, the Zavna Minach, so then he's gonna lose out. He's going to lose out. And Tosfos is, even if he says later, Kamei didi zavna minach, it's a migul amafreya, that's not going to help him. Okay, that's the basic sugya. So we discussed, as a major machlokes rishonim, what's the problem with his taina? Right? He's certainly moda, that's what the Gemara says. Lav kam modus, aren't you admitting to me that I own the field at some point in time? And your taina is not a good taina, it's a chazav v'sheinim a taina, so therefore you're not going to win. So where's the hodor coming from? Dr. Ashbam. The Rashbam and the Ramban both say that it's an independent hodah, that the Machzik is saying he knows that the Ma'arer owned the field at some point in time, from some knowledge that he has. And that's why, since he's moda, that he owned the field at some point in time, he's not neman to say that he bought it from this middleman, because that's not a taina. He doesn't really know that the middleman bought it. If he were to say, Kamei didi zavna minach, or he had Aden that the Mocha lived there one day, at least one day, so that's a different story. But if he doesn't have that, so then there's no strength for the time. The Rosh and the Raivi wanted to suggest that maybe the Hodah is not an independent Hodah of the Masik, but rather it's a Hodah through the middleman. But since the middleman said that he bought it from the Ma'arer, so he's admitting that the Ma'arer owned it at some point in time, so that's the Hodah that the Masik is making. I bought it from the middleman. The middleman agrees that you owned it. Right, so his hodah is coming through that middleman, through the mocher. So the question that the Rishonim will address is, but the mocher himself would have had a migu over here. If the mocher had claimed Minach Zavinta, he would have a migu. He could say that you never owned it at all. So if the mocher had the migu and the machzik is coming through the strength of the mocher, so ma mocher l'rishon kol zchus shetavo liyado. Shouldn't the machzik get all the rights and privileges that the mocher had? If the mocher has a migu, then the machzik should have a migu as well. So we discussed the Rosh's answer to this kasha, but then yesterday we came to the Ravid. The Ravid wanted to suggest that even though the Mocher has a Migu, but where's that Migu employed? Right? The Mocher's taina, Mocher's story that he tells the Machzik is told to him outside of Beis Din. So up to Ravid, there's no such thing, he doesn't say this beferish, but he says the Hodah is Baldin that the Mocher has, the Hodah that the Mocher has that the Ma'ara owned it at some point in time. That is a hodah. Hodah is the name Kamei Eidim. That's the chovah. So he's nemed about that. But the hodah that he says that he bought it from him, that's not the chovah. So he's not going to be nemed with that. The rabbi doesn't explain why there's no migu. He just leaves it at that. He says the only way that the machzik could win is if he relies on the hodah of the mocher. But one of the hodahs of the mocher that he can't rely on. The other hodah of the mocher he can't rely on. So therefore he's going to lose. So frek the Ramban, but this docha migu. What's the rabbi saying? He ignores the migu idea. So the answer we gave is that, no, he's not denying migu, but he's saying that the migu that the mocher would have, that the middleman would have, that's only chutz lebezdin, and there's no such thing as a migu chutz lebezdin. A person is not medayik in his tainos outside of bezdin. So the migu is not going to work outside of bezdin. What are you going to tell me? Now that we come into bezdin, what we should apply the migu? We should apply the migu? No, that's a migu lemafreya. What do you want to say? That he should be neman, that the mocher should be neman to say that I bought it from the ma'ara b'migu, that he could say that the ma'ara never owned it. But he can't say that anymore. Once he was moda chutz lebezdin, that he did own it at some point in time, so then he wouldn't be neman to say that he never owned it. So once the mocher is not neman b'migu inside bezdin, because it's a migu l'mafreya, so then the master is not going to be neman with that migu either. That's how we wanted to explain the right. So the question that we're up to is, what's the Ramban going to respond? Doesn't the Ramban agree to all of the principles that the Ravid set forth? The Ramban agrees that there's no migu chutz lebezdin. The Ramban agrees that we don't say migu lemafreya. So where's the migu coming from? Why should the Ramban assume that the machzik should have the migu of the mocher? What migu? Who migu? That was a migu chutz lebezdin, but we can't rely on a migu chutz lebezdin. So what's going to happen? So the answer for the Ramban, of course, is that we're not just talking about a regular migu over here. We're talking about a pesha asa. Pesha Asa is different. It's not just the migu of what he could say, that there's another taina that he could say something. No, it's that the bailus of the ma'arer is totally dependent on what the machzik says. Ma'ar has no edim that he ever owned the karka. The machzik is the one who's giving him bailus. So the machzik is giving him bailus, maybe we can say that that's a totally different concept. That's a pesha asa. That the person who creates the iser, he's neman to give the heter. The person who gives bailus of mamon to someone is neman to explain why that bailus no longer applies. So over here, the machzik says ma'arer was the bailer at some point in time. He does admit to that through the mochen, right? But he's now explaining that he bought it from the middleman who bought it from the ma'arer, so there is no bailus for him anymore. So maybe over here, because it's a pesha asa, maybe it's totally different. Because a pesha asa is not just migudi by shasik, it's more than that. It's that if you have the bailus if we only have you to explain where the bailus of mamun came from to begin with, if we only have you to explain where the iser came from to begin with, so you're neman to explain why the bailus of mamun doesn't apply anymore. You're neman to explain why that iser doesn't apply anymore. Where does this concept come from, that Pesha Asa somehow is different than Migu? It's not the same as Migu, it doesn't function the same way as Migu. So the source of this is a tour. The Mishnah in Ksubis on the Chavbezim and Aleph talks about Isser. It doesn't talk about Mama, it talks about Pesha Asa in the context of Isser. Mishnah says, Ha'isha Shama Ishisha Ha'isi Yogushani Nemenes Sha Pesha Asa Hu HaPesha Hita. What does the woman say? She says, Ashes Ish Ha'isi, I was an Ashes Ish. But now I'm a grusha. So if we don't know, we don't have any independent verification that she was an Eshes Ish, and she says grushani, so she's nemenes to be mater herself. Because the Pesha Osir is the Pesha Iter, she's the Osir, she's the mater, she's nemenes. The Imyesh Eidim Shaisa Eshes Ish, but says the Mishnah, if there are Eidim, if we have an independent source to tell us that she was an Eshes Ish, the Hi Omeres Grushani, and she says that she's a grusha, then ain't no nemenes, then she's not going to be believed. She doesn't have a pesha asa anymore. We're not relying on her to create the issa. The Eidim create the issa. The Eidim create the issa. She's not nemenes to explain why she's not tahara, right? Why she's now grusha? Why she's now muteres? Okay, this is what the Mishnah says. So comes the tour, and asks a very simple kasha. I understand. It's great to see you. Shalom aleichem. We haven't seen each other in a long time.
COVID.
Are you here, Rosh Hashanah? Oh, Rosh Hashanah. Here comes the tour and discusses when do we have this principle of Pesha and when does it apply? This is the tour Nicholas Gittin in Simon Kufman Bays in the packet at page number 2. The tour says, Lo haisa b'cheska seishas ish uvas lefaneno ve'omeres eishas ish ha'yisi gushani ne'menes. Okay, Kosav Rabbi Yonah, Dafka Besoch Kedei Dibra, Avala Acha Kedei Dibra Lo Mehem Ne'elam Kein Nosenes Amaskla Lidvorel. Rabbi Yonah says that Dafka, if she says B'toch Kedei Dibra, that she's a Grusha. She says Eishes Eish Ha'isi, now she says Grushani B'toch Kedei Dibra, so then she's going to be in a menace. She has a Pesha Asa. Let's say she has a Migudi Ba'isha, so she could have been quiet. But she's saying that she's Muteres. So if she didn't say Eishes Ish Ha'isi, then she'd be Muteres. So she says Eishes Ish Ha'isi, as long as B'tol Kedei Dibra, she says Grushani, then she's going to be Nemes. If it's after Kedei Dibra, so then she has to explain why she said what she said initially. If she's a Grusha, so why'd she say that she's an Eishes Ish? But if it's Tol Kedei Dibra, then she's okay. Then she's going to be okay. Skipping a little bit, the Torah says, "Venirali she'ain tzarech lo lazeh v'lo lazeh." He quotes the Rama, who says that if there are sukim ba'osuinin, that's enough. But he says that you don't need toch kedei dibur. Kevin she'ain okeres dvarei harishonim elo mosefes aleyen lo menisgarsha. Kevin shelo yadana shoyse shesish ela alpia nemes. Talk the Torah, even if it's not toch kedei dibur, even if it's la'acha kedei dibur, even if it's lemafreya, so to speak. Right, we're trusting her because of what she could have said lemafreya. Right, she could have been quiet. Lamafre could have been quiet from the beginning. Initially, she says that she's an Eishes Ish, and she leaves it at that. Hard stop. And now, after Kedei Dibur, after a few moments, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Rebbe Amori, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, an hour later, right? She says that she's a grusha. So Zokta Tur, that's also fine. Rabbeinu Yonah would say no. If she corrects herself, or if she explains herself, if she's Mosif on her first words after Kedei Dibur, after an hour, after a few seconds, whatever, that's not going to work, he says. Comes in front and says, no, even after Kedei Dibur should work. What's the machlokas? What are they assuming over here? First of all, what's the case, right? She says Eishes Isha Yising, and she says Ugrushani. So what does that mean? If she says Eishes Ish Hayisi, so isn't Lichtenem Verita what lying in those words is that she's not an Eishes Ish now? So like, what does she have to explain? It's obvious that she's not an Eishes Ish now. So it's true. If those are the words that she said, then it's pretty obvious in the first place. But if you think about it for a moment, Eishes Ish Hayisi doesn't only have to come in the form of saying, I was an Eishes Ish. If she makes a statement that presupposes that she was married, that's also the same thing as saying that I was an Eishes Ish. Let's say she says, you know, my husband and I went out to eat on such and such a date. So she's saying that she was married. Now, she's not telling us that she was married and is no longer married now. She's leaving it open. But she is indicating that she was married. So what happens if Toch Kedei Dibur, after that, she said, but that was then, but now we're divorced. So that would be a chazar b'toch kedei dibur. And if she's chazeres la'acha kedei dibur, right? So then that's the case that we're talking about over here, that she made a statement. The statement implied that she was married at some point in time. We don't know that she's a grusha now, but now she comes around, la'acha kedei dibur, and she says that she is a grusha. So the Torah would say, that's fine, she can be nemenis. She has the same migud dibur shasik that she would have if she would be chazeres b'toch kedei dibur. Rabbi Yonah says, no, if it's la'acha kedei dibur, she doesn't have that ability. The Torah only says that if she's oker the first words, if she's soser, if she contradicts her first words, so then she's not going to be nemenis. But if she doesn't contradict, if she's only mosif, if she adds to her words, then she will be nemenis according to the Torah, even la'acha kedei dibur. Why? What's the machlokas? Buchanan Wasserman, in a very famous piece at the beginning of the second parak of Ksubis, this is like one of the top ten. The Bukhana wants to suggest that maybe it's based on how you understand Pesha Asa. If you understand that Pesha Asa is really a type of migu, if it's a migu dibay shasim, so then just like we don't say a migu lamafreya, we shouldn't say Pesha Asa lamafreya either. What's the difference? Pesha Asa is a type of migu, so what's the difference? She can't be nemenis for what she says now based on what she could have said before, or based on what she could have done before, or based on what she could have not done before. Right? She could have been quiet earlier. She didn't have to say anything. Right? She says that she was an Eishes Ish at some point in time, but she didn't have to do that. If she didn't do that, then we would have assumed that she's muteris, that she's not be'isim. So she got herself into trouble. Right? So migu di'iba ishasik, what she could have been quiet, we should believe her now. So if you hold that it's just a migu, so then it makes sense. Just like we don't say migu l'mafreya, we're not going to say migu l'acha kedei dibur. We can only trust him for what he could have done, or what he could have abstained from doing, only if it's betoch kedei dibur, but not if it's l'acha kedei dibur. So pesha asa l'mafreya as well, we're not going to say. It's exactly the same as a migu. Who would take that approach? Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says pesha asa migu are the same. So what's the Torah saying? The Torah holds that here, even la'acha kedei dibur, she would be nemenis to say grushani, but how does that work? The answer is, Pesha Asa might not be the same as migu. Why is it not the same as migu? Zokhe b'chanan. Pesha Asa might be based on the principle that if you are the source of the Issa, if you told us about the Issa, then you are neman to bring us a heifer. You're neman to explain why that Issa does not apply to you anymore. It's like a baila somewhere. He doesn't use the word baila. Some of the Talmidim are hacking me about this. He doesn't use the term baila, but he meant it. That's how they say in the yeshivas. in this yeshiva, that's how they say it. Right? That you're a baila. Peshasa means that if you created the Issa, you created the monster of Issa, so then you are neman, even la'acha kedei dibur, you are neman to explain why that monster doesn't apply, why that Issa doesn't apply. You're not contradicting yourself. If you were contradicting yourself, that you're not neman to do. But if you're not contradicting what you said in the past, you're just explaining, you're being mosif on what you said, that it's true that the Issa applied at some point in that, but it no longer applies, then you're going to be neman for that because you're in control of this Issa. And if you're in control of the Issa, then even la'acha kedei should also be in control. So even if we won't say migu l'mafreya, but pesha asa l'mafreya, we can say because Pesha Asar is all about being in control of the circumstance. So you're in control of the Issa that you created. You're in control of the Cheskes Mammon that you created. So as long as you're in control, then you'll be Neman to add more, to say more, to explain why that status has now changed. This idea can help explain the Hemshech of Tosfos as well. Tosfos is trying to bring raya's that we don't say Migul Mafreya. So he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say? Let's see. Va'od raya miso perek zebore. Kaviyahi itzu denafak shtara mitosi yada. Amr yudana leba hashtara de priyahi. A woman is holding a shtar. She's motzi a shtar in Bezdin. And she says, look, this shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, but I know that it's paru. I know that it's been paid up. So Dr. Gemara, Blohem ne Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman didn't want to believe her. So Amale Rava Vahivaya Kalse. Rava asked Rav Nachman, he says, why don't you want to believe her? But she has a migul. What's the migul? It's a biyado. It's not a biyado is a type of migul also. Migul means that you could say something else. Biyado means you could do something else. So Ibaya Kalse, she could burn the shtar. She produces the shtar and she says, look, even though the shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, but I know that it's paru, it's paid up. But she could have burnt the shtar. If she burnt the shtar, it would be the same thing as having it be parua. So, Fekt Rava, why don't you believe her, Rav Nachman? Ibaya Kalse. Zok to Gemara, Kevin is Chazik Vivedina, Ibaya Kalse, lo Amrina. Rav Nachman said, no, we don't say Ibaya Kalse because it's a Chazik Vivedina. So, what does that mean? So, Tosis interprets, what does it mean, a Chazik Vivedina? That means that we see the shtar in her hand. She brings the shtar to Bezdin. We know that the shtar is in her hand. And then a little while later, she says that it's parua. So says the Gemara, once it's chazik v'beidina, once we see the shtar in her hand, then she's no longer nemenes. We don't give her the koach of biyado, we buy a chalse. Alma says Tosfos, avagav the kodim shari nuhu biyado, isin emenes lama parua, hu b'migod yibay a chalse. Hashtag this chazik bebedina perish shirinu biyada lo mehemne. So Tosa says, isn't this a riot to me that you don't say migul lemafreya? The biyada lemafreya, basically. That we don't say she's nemenes to say parua, but the migul, that she could have burnt the shtar before she came to bed. She could have burnt the shtar before we saw the shtar in her hand. No, once we see the shtar in her hand, now it's locked in that the shtar exists. So if it's locked in that the shtar exists, there is no biyada that she could burn the shtar. She can't burn the shtar that we know exists. So she's not nemenes to say parua either. Parua, but migul that she could burn the shtar. The Tosfos says this is another raya to my yisod. Right? We're not going to believe her. The ain kan od migul. He says she'al korvah tzricha achshav tainazu shehi omeres and wrote to liftor es halove. Once it's a schatik bebedina. Once we know that the shtar exists, so then she can't burn the shtar. So if she wants the lova to be potter, she's not able to burn the shtar to potter, and she must say parua. But if she must say parua, then there's no migul. There's no migul anymore. But also says it's a riot to me that you don't say migul lemafreya. Fine. Ubekunches pirei sham ischazek shayashtar mekuyim. Rashi explains ischazek bebedina differently than Tosfos. Tosfos says ischazek bebedina means that we see the shtar in her hand. Rashi says ischazek bebedina means that the shtar is mekuyim. Shtar is verified. The signatures are verified. We know that it's not forged. We know that the edus is correct. Ve'einir l'ri. Tosfos quotes the Riu, says, I don't think Rashi is right. D'mam mo'el, what does that do for you? What does the kiyum shashtar do for you? The mikomakom yibaya kalse. She could still burn the shtar. What does it matter that it's verified? What does it matter that it's mekuyim, but she could still burn it? Just because the shtar is verified, meaning, if there's a henpik on the shtar, right? The shtar is a shtar mekuyim. It was mekuyim in Bezdin at some point in time. Right? But we don't know that it's in her hand. Right? We don't see that it's in her hand. But we know, we have a record that shtar was Taka Mekuyim at some point in time. But it could be that the shtar is not here anymore. Right? But it is a shtar Mekuyim. So Tosa says, what does it matter that it's a shtar Mekuyim? What does it matter that it's a shtar Mekuyim? The fact is that if we don't see it in her hand, the Baya Kalsa, she could burn it. So if she could burn it, then she has a Viyado, she has a Migu. So why shouldn't she be in a menace to say Parua the Migu that she could burn it? Tosfos leaves Rashi b'tzarachin. He says, my pshat is right. It's chazik v'beidina. Doesn't mean the shtar is mekuyim. It means that we see it in her hand. If we see it in her hand, it's dachem migul l'mafreya to say that she should be nemenes because biyado lisrof. So what's Rashi saying? What is Rashi's pshat? That once the shtar is mekuyim, so then she doesn't have a biyado anymore? So I think the answer is that Rashi is saying, if the shtar is mekuyim, so then the pshat is the shtar is made not just on the halva. The shtar is made that it's not parua. The shtar is made that it's not parua. A shtar, you know, a shtar is quite a powerful concept. If you have Edom testifying with him, the whole concept of shtar is a big chish. And normally, we know that Edom have to testify b'fiyah. Right? There's a din that you can't testify me peak sava. So how does a shtar work? It's a chiddush haTorah. So what does the chiddush haTorah include? So to many of the mafarshim, Rishonim seem to point out that a shtar not only testifies to what it's talking about, but because the shtar exists, it's even testifying that it's not parua. The Rav wanted to prove this from a Rambam, from the Lashon of a Rambam, that the shtar testifies to even more than what you think it's testifying about. The fact that the shtar exists is it's testifying not just to the manish of the shtar, to the halva of the shtar, but it's also testifying that it's not parua. So maybe that's what Rashi is saying. That if it's a schazik bebedina, if we have a shtar that's mekuyim, so then the shtar is testifying that it's not parua. So now the woman is not able to say parua b'migu that she could burn the shtar, because that's like a migu b'makom edim. That's like a migu b'makom edim. She's saying parua. But the Edim Shebishtar are ki'ilu testifying that it's not parua. So it's like a migu b'makam Edim. So maybe that's why she's not Nema. That's what Rashi perhaps was assuming. That it's not that it's a migu l'mafrei and that's why she's not Nema, but rather it's a migu b'makam Edim and that's why she's not Nema. The question is, why couldn't Rashi just say like Tosfos? Why couldn't he just say that it's a migu l'mafrei and that's it? There's nothing to talk about. What's the answer? What do you think? The answer might be that Rashi saw in this Gemara that this is not just a migu. What is this? This is really a pesha asa. It's a pesha asa. It's not that she's going to be in a menace with her taina, but maybe that she could say something better. It's that without her, we have gurnish. Right? Rashi says, if you understand like Tosfos, that is chazik bebedina means that we see the shtar in her hand. Before we see the shtar in her hand, then she's totally in control to say that the shtar doesn't even exist. She's in control of the cheskas mammon over here. She's in control of the chiyuv mammon. Now the shtar is seen and she produces the shtar. So she's the one who got the lova into trouble. So basically what we're talking about over here is not a migul mafrei, we're talking about a pesha asa mafrei. We're saying that she's in control, that she's the one who introduced the cheskas mammon to us. So if she introduced the cheskas mammon, should she be nemenes to say that it's parua, to take away that cheskas mammon? Should she be nemenes, even if it's la'achak deidiba, we saw the shtar in her hand, and then later she's going to say that it's parua? So if you understand that pesha asr is really the same as migul, it's a migul di bai shasir, so then if we don't say migul l'mafreya, we shouldn't say pesha asr l'mafreya either. That's what Tosfos was assuming. Tosfos assumed that pesha asr is just a migul di bai shasir. It's a migul di bai shasir. So just like you don't say a migul l'mafreya, you're not going to say pesha asr l'mafreya either. Tosfos would assume like whom? Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? The Pesha Asa L'mafreya also, we're not going to accept. So that's why, if it's a Chazik B'Bei Dina, that we see the shtar in her hand, then she's not going to be Nemenes with Migu anymore. But Rashi perhaps understood like the Tor, that Pesha Asar is not just a Migu Dibar Shasi. Pesha Asar is a super bilus, right? It's not a Migu B'Chlal, really. It's that if you're in control of the Isser, we don't know the Isser except from you, then you're in control of explaining why there's a Heter now. If you're in control of creating the Cheskas Mammon, creating the Chiyuv, then you're in control of taking them away. If that's the case, then even L'mafreya, we're going to say Pesha Asa. So maybe that's why Rashi didn't want to give the answer of Tosfos. Okay, so this is so that Pesha Asa could be different than Migu, could explain Shitas Rashi and Sanhedrin as well. And this could explain the Rambam. Right, the Ramban, who is troubled that why does the Ravid say that if the Hodah of the Machzik is only stemming from the Mocher, that even if the Hodah of the Machzik is stemming from the Mocher, that there is no Migu over here, right? That there is no Migu. Why shouldn't there be a Migu? Right? What's the Ramban saying? Not that why shouldn't there be a Migu. There should be a Pesha Asa. Even if it's a migul l'mafreya, even if it's a pesha asa l'mafreya, but pesha asa l'mafreya should work. Even if we say there's no migul chutz l'bezdin, but when they come back to Bezdin, and the machzik claims in Bezdin that the ma'ara sold it to the mocher, and he bought it from the mocher, So since the mocher has a migu in Bezdin, he has a pesha also in Bezdin, the masik should be nemo with that pesha also. Ah, it's just lemafreya, because he can no longer say that the ma'ara never owned the field. So what? But pesha also lemafreya aminan. Pesha asa is stronger than a migu if it's a din of bailus. So even lemafreya, we're going to say pesha asa. So if even lemafreya, you'll say pesha asa. So then he should be nemo. The masik should be nemo with this migu, with this pesha asa. It's off the Ramban, that's why you're forced to say that the Hodah of the Masik is not coming through the Ma'ar, through the Mocher. It's independent of the Mocher. It's independent of the Mocher. So then Ma'ar can taka say, you're modest to me, lavka modest. You admit to me that I own the field at some point in time. So if you admit that to me, then you're not Neman. Unless you give a good taina, you're not going to be Neman. Your taina is just assuming that the middleman bought it from me, but there's no proof to that. So since your chazak is a chazak, or you don't even have a chazak over here, and your tain is nothing, so because your tain is nothing, therefore you're going to lose. Okay. Questions? Questions?
Does it not make a difference that Pesha Asa and Subis is negative? Like, in the end, he's already limiting yourself to marry other people now, so like that.
Right, but the reason why she was saying that initially must be that she wants to be an Eishes Ish. She doesn't want other people, you know, approaching her. Right? It's just the same as the case in the Mishnah in Kiddush and Daf Samadai. Remember we talked about that the father says Nishbeis Ufidisiya, that the daughter became a Shavuya, so the Talmidim asked, why would his father say that? What, that she's puzzled for to a Kohen? She can't eat Shumah, she can't match a Kohen. Yeah, let's say the father wants to say this kind of thing about his daughter. He doesn't want her. He's angry with the Shevet Kohuna. So he doesn't want her eating Shumah. He doesn't want her marrying the Kohen. It's the same thing over here. The woman, I don't know, you know, she's approached by a lot of people. They want to, you know, Shadchanim are bothering her. So she says, Eishes Ish. There are much simpler ways to get out of that. I don't recommend it. But that's what she said. That's what she said. So she thinks she's doing something that's going to be to her benefit, even though it daka creates an issa. But she creates the predicament. So if she creates the predicament, then she's the menace to get herself out of that predicament. So far.
If Rashi holds that regarding the Pesha-Aser, which is different than Amigo, why does he say Malo L'Shaker, who sounds like Amigo?
I know. You know, because Malo L'Shaker is just an easy phraseology that we see the Gemara uses in many contexts. The Chiddush over here is that even though it looks like a migu, it's masquerading as a migu, but it's not a migu. It's something different than a migu. It's more powerful than a migu. Oh, more of yom. Right? It's we're almost. It's masquerading like a migu, but it's really a pesha asa. Right? Masquerading like a migu. Okay. I'm not sure how migu masquerades, but right, it looks like a migu. I mean, if you didn't know the lumdus of pesha asa, if you didn't know the lumdus of pesha asa, you wouldn't even think it's different than a migu. So come these rishonim and say, it sounds like a migu, migu di by shosik. It sounds like a migu, but it's not functioning like a migu, and that's why it can break the rules. Right, it can break the rules, and it's different than a migu in two very serious ways. Right, first of all, that will say pesha asa. Maybe even chutz l'beshen, right? Three ways, maybe, right? Pesha asar lemafreya. Pesha asar lemafreya. Pesha asar chutz l'beshen. That's enough for now, right? These are the two things, the two ways that pesha asar is different than amigo, right? Pesha asar chutz l'beshen. Pesha asar lemafreya. Even after tochlegi. Yes, I saw here. Yeah.
Once the shadim kuvim and based in, is that similar to the Mishnah and Ksuvis where we have idiom that she was Eishes Ish? Why should we be able to go back when the Mishnah says she's not nefra, or she's not nefra? What's the difference? If the kuvim and based in, is that not similar to idiom now? So how could she now go back when the Mishnah says she can?
No, if it's the kuvim and based in, that means that we have a record that the shtar is a shtar kuvim. That it was Mekuim at some point in time, but we don't actually know that Avis is still relevant, right? Meaning, even though it's Mekuim in Bezdin, but it could be paid up. No, just one second. Let me back up for a second. What does the Gemara say? What she can't say No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once it's Mekoyim and Bezdin, so she can't say Parua B'migu D'Ibaya Kalsen. She can't say Parua B'migu D'Ibaya Kalsen. She can't say Parua B'migu D'Ibaya Kalsen. Yeah, because the Parua, the Taina of Parua, is going against the Shtar Mekoyim, because the Shtar Mekoyim is testifying that it's not Parua. What's the problem there, you say?
Assuming if there's Eidus on the first day that she made, and actually going back what she said, we don't believe her. Once there's Eidus on that first day, just so doing the kind of base thing, you have Eidus on.
Right, and then she's not going to be Nemenis to say Peru, because then it's going against the Eidus. It's not quite the same, but she's not going to be Nemenis in this case either. Woody?
Mar says in Sahedrin she's not believed.
Right, she's not going to be believed to say Peru once we have a Shtar Mekoyim. So what's the kasha? I'm not sure I understand.
She's
not going to be Nemenis. Right, once it's Chazik the Beidina, then she's not going to be Nemenis because she's going against the Eidus. But the difference is over here, right? Over here, she does have a migul. She could still burn the shtar.
What's the hub?
I'm sorry?
That's the hub.
What's the hub?
The migul.
But once it's a schazik bebeidina, then she doesn't have the migul anymore.
What's the answer with Gemara?
But the answer with Gemara is not that she can't burn it. It's that it's a migul makom edim anyway, because her taina perua is against what the shtar is saying. So even if she could burn it, she still is not going to be the menace. Yes?
Isn't for Rashi in Sanhedrin that the Peshasser is not going to work, because if Peshasser only works from the imbalance, which she's the one that creates the Isser, that's the only source of it. So now when we have the Shtar Mekoyim, so she's not the only source, we have another source.
You're saying once we know that Peshasser is based on Vilas, so maybe once the Shtar is Mekoyim, then she's not in control anymore.
She's not. We have another source of the Isser.
We have another source for the Isser, so. So then you're not going to have a Pesha also. The whole Nemonis is based on the fact that she's in control. So if she doesn't, so if we have a Shtar Mekoyim, I have to think about that moment. If we have a Shtar Mekoyim, so why does the Gemara say that if we have a Shtar Mekoyim, so then it's not the other Lisrof anymore? The Gemara should just say, if we have a Shtar Mekoyim, so then she can't say Parua. She's not going to be Nemenis. He's saying it's really the same thing. Maybe that's not good. I have to think about it. Okay. That's the end of the first chelik of the sugya. It's a big chelik. It's a big introductory chelik to the sugya. But it's only part. It's only part of the sugya. There's a lot more here. Let's move on to the next packet. So this sugya on Daf Lamed is really a parallel sugya to Daf Mem Aleph on the base. We pointed out that the difference between the two sugyas is that here, first of all, the machzik doesn't have cheskes yom hashanim. Over there, he does have cheskes yom hashanim. Secondly, over here, ma'arer doesn't have any eidim that he ever owned the karka. Whereas there, the mar the base does have eidim that he once owned the bais. Those are the differences, but fundamentally, it's the same idea. The taina is mekranyas of inter bezavimino. So Tosus pointed out, based on the Gemara later on, that the Machzik could win if he puts forward one of two Tainas. So if he does one of two things, either if he's towing or if he does something else. If he's towing Kame Didi Zavna Minach, or if he has Eidim the Dorbe Chad Yom. These are the two possibilities that the Machzik has. The way Tosus says it over, he doesn't just have to bring Eidim. It's not necessary to bring Eidim that the Mocha lived there for one day, even if he's towing, that I saw him living there for one day, that's enough. It's enough just to have a taina, either one of these things, right? Kame didi zavna minach. Kame didi zavna minach. I'm not just saying the plan is a vinta de zavna minach, that he told me that he bought it from you, Ma'ar. No, I saw the Mechira, I was there. Right? This one possibility. Or, if there's Eidus, the Dorbe Chad Yom. The Dorbe Hamocher Chad Yom. The middleman. He lived there one day. And Tosfos says, right, Lefi Tosfos, Afilu Im Toa. The Gemara says, if there's Eidus, but Tosfos says, even a Taina, that he knows, he claims, right, that Kame Didi, Afilu Im Toa, Kame Didi, Dor bechad yom. That's enough. Let's go see Tosfos. So let's try to analyze these two statements. Why do they work? Why do they work? The machzik is connecting himself to this field through the mocha. And how does he do that? So if he just says, but plenty has invented this avnim minach, that's not going to be enough. But if he says, kami didi zavnim minach, somehow that's going to be better. Why is kami didi zavnim minach better? Why is kami didi zavnim minach going to be better? So the Gemara Mem Aleph on the day seems to assume that what's it based on? What's it based on? Based on a Migul. Right? It's based on a Migul? Where's the Gemara? Tosus quotes it. Let's hear the Gemara. Amar Rav, Havi Yasivna, Kamei Dechavivi, Ve'amri le'vechi eina demasei lika v'limka v'alayla. Reb Chiya says that if he has aid in the darbe chadyoma, so then the machzik is going to win. So they asked on him, come on, how are you necessarily going to get aid in? Does that always apply? Ve'chazise le'dayte zok rav, I saw Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya was agreeing to the following, that I omer le'kamoy didi zav minach mehem and migu diboy omer le'anoz avint minach. Rav said, I felt Reb Chiya agreed that if the Machzik says, Kamei didi zavna minach, he's neman b'migu de zavinta minach, minach zavinta. The Machzik could say to the Ma'arer, minach zavinta, and he would win with that. Now, why would he win with that? In the Gemara Mem Aleph, he would win because he has Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Right? There was a Cheskes Gimel Shonim over here. So if he says minach zavinta, then he would take a win. Even though we know that the ma'arer was the mari debesei at some point in time, but because the masik has cheskes gemushanim, if he says minach zavinta, then he'll be an emma. So zok rav, the migu that he could say minach zavinta, he would win. If he says kamei didi zavna minach, he also wins. He's neman b'migu. He's neman b'migu. That's how the gemara learned. Came Tosfos and Aflamit and said that Kamei Didi Zav Minach is only Neman if he says that initially. Right? If he says it initially, so then he's going to be Neman. In our Sugya, it's only going to be Neman if he says it initially. Our Sugya is assuming what? That the Ma'ara doesn't have Edom that he ever owned the field. Right? So even though the Machzik doesn't have Edos of Gimel Shanim either, right? The Masa doesn't have Eidus Gimel Shanim, so he can't just say Minach Zavinta. Well, what's that going to help? But if the Ma'ar doesn't have Eidim that he ever owned the field, then he could say Lahoisa Shalchame Olam. He could say Lav Didachu, it never belonged to you. So if he says Kamei Didi Zav the Minach, he's Neman B'migu the Lav Didachu, B'migu that you never owned it Bechlau. But says Tosfos, he's only going to be Neman if he says that initially. If initially he says Mitlani Zavinta the Zav the Minach, and the plan is that the Zav Minach is goonish, it's not a good taina. So if he later, la'achar k'dei dibur, he's mosif, la'achar k'dei dibur, he's mosif to say, kame didi Zav Minach, not just the plan is that the Zav Minach, but the mechira took place in front of me, then he's not going to be neman b'migu. Aye, but he could say, lohoi se shalcham e'olam. No, that's a migul ma'freya. Once he admits the plan is that the Zav Minach, he's admitting that the ma'ara owned the field at some point in time. So then he no longer has the migul. He can't say kamei didi zav minach b'migul that he could say that the ma'ara never owned the field because he admitted already that he did own the field at some point. That's the migul of mafreya, and therefore he's not going to be neman. So says Tosfos, only if he says kamei didi zav minach initially. He says meplanya zavinta zav minach kamei didi. So if he says kamei didi initially, then the matzah is going to be neman b'migul. This is how Tosfos says. Comes a rush, and the rush throws a wrinkle into the sukkah. This is actually not a rush by us, but it's a rush on Daf Mem Aleph on the base. A rush in Siman Amud Zayin. Rush says the following: the Chazisei ledaite di Omer kamei didi zavna minach mehemen b'migu diboy Omer anaz avinta minach perish. I Omer meikara kamei didi zavna minach. If he says from the beginning, the rush writes right, just like Tosfos, it would seem. I Omer meikar kamoi didi zavna minach kodem sha'omer meplanya zavinta de omer li de zavna minach Before he says Meplani Zavinta Damali the Zav Minach, if he says Kami Didi Zav Minach, then he'll be Neman B'migu the Minach Zavinta. Aval Kevin Shekvar Amar the Amar Li the Zav Minach Sula Mehemet Lomar Zav Minach Kami Didi. But says the Rosh, but if he already said Meplani Zavinta the Zav Minach, if he didn't say Kami Didi Zav Minach, then he's no longer going to be Neman. Then he's no longer going to be Neman. Sounds the same as Tosfos. Sounds like the same as Tosfos at first glance. But yes, the Kame Didi original. Kame Didi Zav Neminach. Venira, but adds the Rosh, here's where it gets a little interesting. Venira dim, Amar Bistam, Eplanya Zavinta, the Zav Neminach. Vesuka Amar Hoda Amarna, the Zav Neminach, Kame Didi, who the Kamina. Mitritz Tiburi, Haviv Lotoin, the Chos of the Toin. And he's going to be there. Adds the Rosh, that if initially he only said Eplanya Zavinta, the Zav Neminach, he doesn't say what? Meplani Zavinta. Two words. Meplani Zavinta. The Omar Li the Zav Neminach. Exactly, Netano. The Rosh says, if he says initially Meplani Zavinta, the Omar Li the Zav Neminach. If he says Meplani Zavinta, right, so then Eino Neman. You know what, let's just say it like this. Ha'im Neman Litan Kame Didi Zav Neminach La'acha Kedei Riba. Says the Rosh, if he said initially Meplani Zavinta Da Amali Zav Neminach, then he's not Neman to change his mind, or to add, not to change his mind, to add Kami Didi Zav Neminach after Kedei Riba. But if he says Meplani Zavinta, the Zavna Minach, he doesn't say Damar Li, then he is Neman to say Kame Didi Zavna Minach after Gnei Diba. Right? The Nira Dimama, Bestam, Meplani Zavinta Zavna Minach, he doesn't say Damar Li. So then he'd be able to say Kame Didi Zavna Minach at the end. What's the difference? What's the difference? So the Rosh explains the second case, but from his explanation of the second case, it's obvious what the difference is. Why can he say Kame Didi Zav Neminach after Kedei Dibur in the second case, if he said Meplani Zavinta the Zav Neminach? Because it's just Mitritz Dibure. He's Mefaresh Dvarav Harishon. What's the first case? In the first case, he's so said Dvarav Harishon. Contradicting what he said before. Before he said, the Omer Li Zav Neminach, the middleman told me that he bought it from you. And now he's saying, I was there. That's a contradiction in terms. If you were there, he didn't tell you. You saw it. Zok the Rosh, that he can't do. Once he says, Meplani Zav Neminach, the Omer Li Zav Neminach, then he can't come around and say, Kame Didi Zav Neminach. That's a steer to what he said before. That's not going to work. But if all he says is, Meplani Zav Neminach, the Zav Neminach, he doesn't say, the Omer Li, so he leaves it open. It's Dr. Rush, then he's able to be Mefarish Devarav Harishon. He's able to be Mitritz Diburei. He can say Kame Didi Zav Neminach. He can say later Lacha Kedei Dibur Kame Didi Zav Neminach. Mitritz Diburei Havi V'lo Toin V'chos V'toin, and he's going to be there. This is the Rush. This is the Rush. So this is very interesting. Tosfos does not say it like that. Tosfos' Girsa of the Gemara is not that he says Meplani Zavinta Da Amar Li the Zav Neminach. Our Girsa of the Gemara is that there's no Da Amar Li. Meplani Zavinta Da Zav Neminach. That's it. That's how Tosfos went. So the Rush says, the Rush holds that if all he said was Meplani Zavinta Da Zav Neminach, then he is Neman La'acha Kedei Dibur to say Kame Didi Zav Neminach. Tosfos would say, no, he's not Neman for that. He's not Neman. He can't do that. He can't do that. Why does Tosus say that? Why does Tosus say that? What's this word that Tosus gives? What is this? It's a migul of my friend. So what, the Rush didn't hold like Tosus. What is Tosus basically saying? That he's being mosif al dvar of harishonim by saying kamedi zavnach. He's not explaining dvar of harishonim. Kamedi zavnach is viewed as a tosefes on dvar of harishonim. If all he's doing is explaining, so then that's fine. Then he would be nema. But here he's giving more information. You can't say this is just a perish. Give you an example of a perish. Let's say a father says that he was Makarish's daughter. He's nema to say he was Makarish's daughter. So he says, I was Makarish my daughter. And then an hour later he says, to Reuven. Is that Mosef on his dibur or a perish? It's a perish because that's understood that if he was Makarish's daughter, he was Makarish the daughter in front of, and he was Makarish's daughter to someone. You have to be Makarish to a man. But just because you say Meplani is a bit the Zav Minach, it's not included within that if you saw the Mechira. Maybe he told you. It's not included automatically. So when he offers that information, maybe that's a Tosefes, that's viewed as a Tosefes, that's what Tosfos assumes. It's viewed as a Tosefes on his previous words. If it's a Tosefes, then we have to ask ourselves, if it's a Migul of Afreya, then we're not going to accept such a Migul. That's what Tosfos was learning. Comes the Tur, and adds one final point to the Rush. The Tur likes the Rush. It's his father, after all. So the Tur adds a point to the Rush. V'im la'achar sh'toyim k'nisiyah me'ploni sh'amar li sh'knoa minach chaz v'toyim k'noa mimeich b'fonai ein sh'omen lo. If he says the Omar Li, then we're not going to listen to him. Aval im Omar metchila me'ploni k'nisiyah stam v'shuv hosev lomar sh'knoa mimeich b'fonai sh'omen lo. But if he says Miploni Kinesia Stam, he says Minoch Zavinta. I'm sorry, he says Miplanya Zavinta. Miplanya Zavinta. I bought it from this person. Stam. Miplanya Zavinta. Right, the Rishon keep on chipping away over here. The Rush says if he claims Miplanya Zavinta, the Omali the Zavin Minoch, and then Acha Kedai Dibra, he says Kamedidi, not going to be Nema. He's contradicting what he said before, that's not going to work. But if he says Miplani is a vintage of the Zav Deminach, he's not contradicting, says the Rush, that's okay. It's not a Migul Mafra, that's okay. And Tosus argues. Tosus says that it is a Migul Mafra, and it's not going to be acceptable. Comes the Torah and says, according to the Rush, not only if he said Miplani is a vintage of the Zav Deminach, as long as he leaves out the Omar Lihi bin Eman, says the Torah, even if he leaves out the Zav Deminach, he's also going to be Neman to say later, Kamedi Dizavni. If he just says Meplanya Zavinta, that's it. Right? He'd be Neman to say, Tur Bedas HaRosh, he'd be Neman to say, Kamedi Dizavni. Right? Meplanya Zavinta, who bought it from you, Kamedi Di. He'd be never to say such a thing. If he says Meplani is a vinta, so then he'd be Neman. And then he says the Zavna Minoch, that would also work. Says the Beis Yosef. He quotes from the Rush. But he says that, you know, the Tur changed the Lashon of the Rush a little bit. The Rush says that he has to say Meplani Zavinta de Zavna Minoch initially, right? That the only time, that if he says Meplani Zavinta de Zavna Minoch, so then he'd be Nema to say Kamedi de Zavna Minoch. But the Tur says, no. No, even if he just says Meplani Zavinta, I bought it from this person. I bought it from this person, and then later on he says, "Kamedi di zavna minach." That's enough. That's enough to say that he's mitritz dibure and he should be nema. That's enough to say that he's mitritz dibure and he should be nema. So comes the shach and asks, "I don't know what he's talking about." That's what the Rush would say. Is that really what the Rush would say? The Tosa Choshen quotes from the Shach. The Shach says, I don't understand. That's really what the Rosh would say. If so, I don't really understand him. So if you'll turn to the Ktos on page 2. He says, Din ze tamua ba'enai. This is the Lashon of the Shach. The Rosh lo ka'amar l'ksha omer mitchila miploni k'nisiya d'zav d'minach. He made a full statement. Miploni is avinta d'zav d'minach. Shari hu omer ma shehodesi mitchila shaya shalo, hodesi al pima she'amarti d'zav d'minach. The Kavanasi d'zav d'minach b'fonai. V'lohavi migu l'mafreya. The Rosh is saying that if the machzik is tainis mipanis of into the zav d'minach, and then he says kame didi zav d'minach, so then he's going to be neman. He's called mitzvah diburei. It's like he's mefarish devar of rishonim, because it's like he's explaining that the fact that I admit the zav d'minach that he bought it from you, I admit that you owned the field at some point in time, but you should know kame didi zav d'minach. The mechira that you sold it to the middleman was done in front of me. Right, so if he's just explaining his words, and that's not a migulam afreya, so he'd be nemer with that. Aval kashama mitchila knesia stam. But if he says stam, I bought it from someone. Imkain eno yochel atalachzer v'liton b'funai kenoa mimech. He can't turn around and then say kamedidi zavnim enough. Shrei achshav ein lo shum migul umeikara hoda shahaisa shelo ve'ein lochem migulam afreya gadol mizeh. If he admits that, yes, I know that you, Ma'ara, owned this kark at some point in time, but you should know I bought it from this individual. I bought it from this guy. So how can he be neman to say, Kame didi zav d'minach, after that? That's just called a perush of what he said before. That's the biggest tosefes you can imagine. Right, he says miplani zavinta. Initially, he doesn't say dezav d'minach. He says miplani zavinta, and then he turns around later and says kame didi zav d'minach. I bought it from this guy who bought it from you, kame didi. Who bought it from you, kame didi? So, isn't that the biggest tosefis in the world? That's not just a perish of what he said before. If he says miplani zavinta dezav d'minach, so now he says kame didi zav d'minach. He's explaining what he said before. But if he just said miplani zavinta, he didn't say dezav d'minach. And now he's saying kame didi zav d'minach. That's a tosefes. That's not just a perish. And if it's a tosefes, so how is he neman to do that? That's docha migul mafreya. How can he be neman to say such a thing? That's the kasha of the shach. That's the kasha of the shach. The whole kasha of the shach is only assuming that the machzik knows independently that the ma'ara owned the field. Right? If he has an independent hodah and he's admitting to that, he's admitting that I know that you own the field, but I bought it from this guy. So the whole kasha is I don't understand. Buying it from the guy, how's that going to help you? Right, buying it from the guy, but if you're admitting that the ma'ara owned the field at some point in time, so then you're buying it from this individual. Right, buying it from this individual, you should only be neman the migu. But what are you saying? What's the migu over here? The kame didi zav d'minach is a tosefes that's the migu l'mafreya. How could he be neman over here? That's the kasha of the shach. That's the kasha of the shach. Nochamo. We have a tosefes that said that if the machzik says mepanya zavinta the zav d'minach, he doesn't say kame didi zav d'minach initially, then he's not neman to say later kame didi zav d'minach. He's not able to be Moshe. Because Meplani is avinta d'zav d'minach, he's moda already that the Ma'ara owned the field at some point in time. So Kame didi zav d'minach would only be Neman b'migu that he could say what? That he could say that you never owned it. Right? B'migu that he could say that you never owned it, and that's not going to work anymore. Right? That's a migu l'mafreya, that's not going to work. And similarly, in the Gemara later on, is talking about what? That we know that the Mari Debesa owned the bias. The Machzik has a Cheskes Gemel Shanim. He says, "Meplani Zavinta Dezav Neminach." So if he said kamei didi zav the minach initially, he'd be nema b'migu of minach zavinta. But he didn't say kamei didi zav minach initially. Right? So in such a case, the Rosh would say that that's a migul of my friend, he's not going to be nema. Because he didn't say kamei didi zav minach initially. That's what Tosu says, right? The Rosh says no. The Rosh says if he's not contradicting himself, he didn't say Miplani Zavinta, the Omar Li Dezav Neminach. He's not contradicting himself by saying Kamedi Dezav Neminach. No. He says Miplani Zavinta, Dezav Neminach, says the Rosh. He can explain, he can say Kamedi Dezav Neminach later. And the Torah adds, and according to the Rosh, even if he says Miplani Zavinta, I bought it from so and so, he'd be neman to say Kamedi Dezav Neminach later. Right? No Hamo. Let's take the Gemara's case. Okay, it's easier to visualize. In the case of the Gemara later on, we know that someone owned a home at some point in time. It's Yadua. This person is Machzik in Moshana. Comes the Gemara and says that if the Machzik says Kamei Didi Zav Neminach, he admits that he bought it from the middleman, but he says Kamei Didi Zav Neminach, he'd be neman, the migu that he could say Minach Zavin. And he could say that he bought it from the Markan. So comes the tour within the Rosh and says that even if he only claimed Miplanya Zavinta, we know that the Marakama owned the house at some point in time. And now comes the Marzik and says, what am I doing over here? Miplanya Zavinta, I bought it from this middleman. This guy had it. So even if he only says Miplanya Zavinta, he'd be Neman to say later, Kame Didi Zavna Minach, the Migu that he could have said Minach Zavinta. Right? Which is very strange if you think about it. Because what's the migul? Like he could say Minach Zavinta. He said Miplanya Zavinta. If he said Miplanya Zavinta initially and then there's a hard stop and La'akar Kedehibur, he says Kame Didi Zavna Minach, how can he say that? Right? What he has a migul? He can say Kame Didi Zavna Minach, the migul de Minach Zavinta? How does he have that? How does he have the ability to do that? See, we're not holding everything. Let's back up a second. If he says Miplanya Zavinta Dezav Neminach, Kamedidi, the Masak Neman? Yes. Why? The migu de minach zavinta. Instead of saying miplanya zavinta dezav de minach, he could have said minach zavinta, and he would win with that. Even though we know that the owner of the home is the marakama, but because he has a chazaka, because the masik has a chazaka, if he said minach zavinta, he would take a win. So he said miplanya zavinta dezav de minach kamididi. That's no worse. Right? He's neman b'migu de minach zavinta. But let's say he didn't say kamei didi initially. Let's say he just said miplanya zavinta de zav minach. That's all. He didn't say kamei didi. And then later he says kamei didi. That's a migu l'mafrei at first glance. Why? Because kamei didi is only neman b'migu de minach zavinta. But if initially he said miplanya zavinta de zav minach, then he can no longer say minach zavinta because he said miplanya zavinta. Right? So it should be a migul mafreya, and he shouldn't be neman for that. Comes the Rosh and says, no, it's not a migul mafreya, it's fine. He's just mitritz diburin. There's no problem with that. And the tour is not only if he said Miplani Zavinta Zav Neminach, even if he just said Miplani Zavinta, that's also enough. He can say Kame Didi Zav Neminach later. He can say Kame Didi Zav Neminach later. If he said Miplani Zavinta, he can no longer say Minach Zavinta, so why should he be Neman to say Kame Didi Zav Neminach? That's only Neman, B'migu de Minach Zavinta. But if he said Miplani Zavinta already, and now it's Acha Kedei Dibor, he can no longer say Minach Zavinta because he admitted that he got it from the middleman, so he lost his Migu. So how is he Neman? That's the Shach's Kasha in the Torah. He lost the Migu. The migu is migu de minach zavinta, but if he said miplani zavinta, so he can't say minach zavinta anymore. So if he lost the migu, it's gone, it's finished. So comes the ketzos and says, I think the answer to this question is that we misunderstood the gemara. The Tzos answers, you can read it inside tomorrow, Mitzvah. The Tzos says that he thinks, according to the Rush, certainly the way that the Torah is understanding the Rush, but even the Rush himself, the Rush understands when the Gemara and Daf Malach and Bey says that if the Machzor claims Kamei Didi Zavne Minach, he's Neman B'Minach Zavne, he's Neman B'Migud B'Minach Zavinta, it's Lav Dafta. It's not really a Migud. It's not a Migud. Kamei Didi Zavne Minach is a Taina that's Nemenes Mitzad Atzim. Some of the Talmidim approached me and said, what's this Migud? Well, the Plani Zavinta, the Zavne Minach Kamei Didi, the Migud that he could say Minach Zavinta. Why is Minach Zavinta a better Taina than Kamei Didi Zavne Minach? They're just as good Tainas. Well, why is one better than the other? Really? Minach Zavinta is one way to win, and Kamei Didi Zavne Minach should also be a way to win. So it's a little bit more convoluted. It's a little bit more complicated. He's saying, I didn't buy it from you, I bought it from the middleman who bought it from you, but isn't it really the same basic kind of thing? Why does the Gemara say that? Well, you're only Neman to say Kamei Didi Zavne Minach, B'migu de Minach Zavinta. Why B'migu? You should be Neman because it's an acceptable Taina. You have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, the Gemara there says, you have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim, you have a Dalit Shonim. And now he claims Kamei Didi Zavne Minach. So why does the Gemara say that it's a migu? So that's exactly what the Rush and the Torah hold. The Rush and the Torah hold, Kamei Didi Zavne Minach, is not Neman B'migu. The Gemara says that, but it doesn't really mean it. The Gemara means that just like he'd be Neman to say Minach Zavinta, he's also Neman to say Kamei Didi Zavne Minach. Because what's my Gora? Why is it any worse? Sometimes the Gemara uses a certain Lashon, and it's Lav Dafka. You know, sometimes we'll see a Lashon, Migudi Bai Shasik. And it's Lav Dafka. Pesha Asur is not necessarily Migudi Bai Shasik. It's just a Malo Neshaka. That's the way the Gemara phrases it, because it's just easy to say that. But it doesn't really mean it. Dr. Ktsos, the Rosh and the Tur were not saying that this is a real Migud. No, Kamei Didi Zavne Minach is a Taina that's Nemenes Mitzad Atzma. It's just as good as Minach Zavinta. It's not that he's Neman B'Migud Minach Zavinta. It's a deficient Taina, but because he could say Minach Zavinta, therefore it's Neman B'Migud. No, it's the Menes Mitzad Atzma. It's no worse than Migu. It's no worse than the Taina of Minach Zavinta. So it's no worse if you're not really working based on Migu, so then the whole Kasha doesn't begin. The Kasha of the Ktsos was, how can you say that if all the Machzor claims is Mi Plani Zavinta, so then he can later say Kamei Didi Zavne Minach. It's the Migul Afreya. The answer is there's no Migul Afreya Bechlal. There's no Migul Bechlal according to the Rush. The Rush says that if the Machzor claims Mi Plani Zavinta is Zavne Minach, then he's Neman to say later Kamei Didi Zavne Minach. He argues with the Tosfos because he says he's only Mefarish Dvar of Rishon. So therefore what? So therefore it's not a Migul Afreya? No, it's much more than that. The Rush is saying, as long as you're not soser your original words, you're Neman to say, Kamei Didi Zavne Minach, because it's independently Neman. You don't have to come on to the concept of Migul. So if you don't have to come on to the concept of Migul, so then the Torah is taka right. Even if he only said Miplani Zavinta, he didn't even say the Zavne Minach. So what? So what? He can say Kamei Didi Zavne Minach, even if it's definitely a Tosefus on what he's saying. It's extra, it's more information. But so what? He's Neman with that Tana because it stands by itself. Kamei Didi Zavne Minach is a Tana that stands by itself. Ah, it's a Migulum Afreya. You said Miplani Zavinta, you can no longer say Minach Zavinta. Who cares? You're not Neman with Kamei Didi Zavne Minach, but Migul de Minach Zavinta. You're Neman with Kamei Didi Zavne Minach because it's an independent Tana. So if it's an independent Tana, even if you are adding to your original words, it's not a problem, and that's why you're going to be Neman.